弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我再有机会能够来跟弟兄姊妹们一起相交。
I thank the Lord that I have the opportunity again to come and have communion with you.
我今天想要跟弟兄姊妹分享的是雅各书里面的一个主题。
What I want to share with you today is a topic from the James.
我以前一直读的时候，我的印象中它是跟旧约的箴言一样，它有很多的题目。
When I read the book of James before, I feel it's similar to the book of Proverbs in Old Testament, that there are many topics in there.
而我觉得以前我觉得读箴言的时候，它有很多很棒的短句子，可是思绪上好像是跳来跳去。
And before, when I read Proverbs, I feel there are many precious words in there, but the theme and the messages seems to be jumping around a lot.
可是当我好好的再仔细的读的时候，我发现雅各书也跟箴言一样，它有许多的主题。
But when I read the book of James again, I feel similar to Proverbs. It has many themes and topics.
可是它虽然看起来有很多的主题，有很多的比喻，还有很多的对比。
Even though it seems like there are many themes and there are many analogies,
但是它们中间却是彼此相连有关系的。
But it is all interconnected.
我今天就想从雅各书里面有一个主题叫做基督徒的说话怎么说。
Today, the topics from the book of James, and it's the topic of words. How do Christians speak?
这个说话跟听话，还有我们的心思是连在一起的。
The speech, the words of Christian, and how we listen, and our thoughts are all connected.
而这一段经文我要引用的是从雅各书第三章里面出来的。
And the verses I will use come from James chapter 3.
但是你不要以为它只是一段在第三章的话，其实在每一章雅各书总共有五章，在每一章里面都有提到说话跟听话。
Don't think that it is only in James chapter 3, but James, the book of James has 5 chapters. In each one of these chapters, it talks about the words, how you speak, and how you listen.
我今天不是要把每一章里面拿出来讲，我今天只集中在第三章的这一个主题，然后给弟兄姊妹这样的一个提醒，你回去以后如果有兴趣，可以把整个雅各书读的时候，你从每一章里面都可以发现找到同样的这样的一个劝勉。
I will not go into each one of the chapters today. I will focus on chapter 3. But if you are interested, when you go home, you can look through the book of James and you will find similar words of encouragement in each one of the chapters.
我们知道说话是一个交流思想情感最重要和直接的工具。
We know that the speech and how we talk is the most important tool in how we communicate our thoughts, our feelings.
说一句话可以鼓励人，可以安慰人，可以改变一个人。
Your words can encourage people, can help them, can change people's lives.
可是你说话可以控诉，也可以造谣言，也可以杀人不见血的毁掉一个人。
But your words can also criticize, can also destroy someone without a drop of blood.
听话也是一样。
And listening is the same.
听话呢，他虚心受教的人可以从批评中改进。
Someone who is humble can improve through words of criticism.
那么一个自卑猜疑的人，他甚至听别人的好话，他也可以找出刺来。
But someone who is not self-confident, who can, even when they listen to words of encouragement, they can find criticism in there.
但是在说话和听话的深处有一个看不见、摸不着的动机，那个就是心思。
But what you say and how you think, there is something that you cannot see there, and that you cannot touch there, and that is your thought.
所以我们今天要来讲说话，其实它是跟听话还有我们的心思是连在一起的。
So therefore, when we talk about the words today, it is connected to listening and to thoughts.
我说过箴言里面也有许多的对比。
I said Proverb also has many comparisons.
比如说箴言十八章二十一节，他说：“生死在舌头的泉下，喜爱他的必吃他所结的果子。”
And Proverb verse chapter 18 verse 21 says that life and death is the words is with life and death.
十八章十三节里面。也讲到说没有听完你就先回答的便是他的愚昧和羞辱。
And Proverbs, verse 23 also says that the one who speaks without, without first listening is a foolish one.
在箴言第四章二十三节更是这样子说。
Proverb 4 verse 23,
他说你要保守你的心胜过保守一切。
It says that protect your heart above all else.
因为一生的果效是由心发出来的。
Because the effect and the fruits of your life comes from the heart.
所以你看箴言里面也讲到了说话、听话还有心思。
So therefore you see in Proverbs it also talks about words, thoughts and listening.
那耶稣呢他的教导里面也有这一类的教导。
And in the teaching of Jesus, it has similar words, has similar teachings.
耶稣说，善人从他心里所存的善就发出善来。
Jesus says that the goodness comes from the one who is good in his heart.
而恶人从他所存的恶就发出恶来。
And the evil one from his heart comes out of evilness.
因为心里所充满的口里就说出来。
Because what is in your heart is what comes out.
那更严肃的是耶稣说到人所说的闲话当审判的日子每一句都要供出来。
But even more seriously, Jesus says that all the words that we say will come out on the day of judgment.
因为要凭你的话定你为义也要凭你的话定你有罪。
Because it is with your words that you are judged for your righteousness and for your evil.
所以我们看说话、听话跟心思是何等的重要。
So therefore, we see how important is your speech, your listening, and your thoughts.
在雅各书第三章的第一节，他这样说的。
In James chapter 3 verse 1, it says,
他说我的弟兄们不要多人做师父因为晓得我们要受更重的判断。
Because it says, James chapter 3 verse 1 says, Do not become teachers in large numbers, my brethren, since you know that we who are teachers will incur a stricter judgment.
为什么说不要多人做师父呢？
Why does it say that do not let there be teachers in large numbers?
他并不是说叫我们不要去做老师这个职业。
It doesn't mean that let's not take up teachers as a profession.
而是告诉我们说我们不要抢着说话，人家没有说完，我们就急着说，或者我们喜欢教训人。
It is to say that let us not be in a hurry to speak before others have spoken. Let us not hurry to criticize others.
因为喜欢抢着说话教训人的人，他的问题常常是出在他到底有没有用同样的标准来衡量他自己。
Because those who speak hurriedly, often the problem is, do they use the same standard to judge themselves?
所以传道书里面这一句话说言语多就显出愚昧。
In Ecclesiastes, it says that many words will show your foolishness.
那什么意思叫做要受更重的审判呢？
But what does it mean to receive stricter judgment?
因为箴言里面说到了温良的舌是生命树，乖谬的嘴使人心碎。你一个很慈爱的有恩慈的舌头是可以造就人的生命。
It says that the goodness of the tongue can edify a person.
而你如果说话很刻薄的话，你会使人的心都碎了。
But if your tongues are sharp and criticizing, it can break someone's heart.
他甚至说到生死都在舌头的权下，喜爱这样子做的人必吃他所结的果子。
It says that the power of life and death are under the tongue. Those who do it well will bear the fruit of life.
所以你看耶稣很清楚地说到，我们心里所充满的，你口里就说出来。
So Jesus clearly says what is filled in our heart is what comes out of our mouth.
而且有一天要凭我们所说的话定我为义，或者要凭我的话定我有罪。
And one day we will be judged by our words in our righteousness and in our sin.
所以你看我们的话语跟我们的心思跟我们将来要受的审判都有很重要的关系。
Therefore, you see, your words, your listening and your thoughts are all connected with the judgment that we will one day receive.
在雅各书第三章的第二节，雅各继续说了，他说原来我们在许多的事上都有过失。
And James in the book of James, it continues to say, for we all stumble in many ways.
如果有人在他的话语上没有过失的话，他就是一个完全人。
If anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man.
他也能够勒住他的全身。
Able to bridle the whole body as well.
就是说，如果你在话语上面都不犯错的话，你就是一个完全，一个 perfect man。
So it means that if you never make a mistake in your words, then you are a perfect man.
这当然告诉我们不可能的，没有一个人他在他的言语上、说话上没有过失。
Of course, it is impossible to never make a mistake in your words.
但是如果我们在属灵里面，我们受操练、老练的话，我们是可以避免许多的错误。
But if we are mature in our spiritual life, then there are many mistakes we can avoid.
而且我们能够越来越控制我们的心思的时候，我们在说话跟听话上面就可以越来越成熟。
And if we can bridle our thoughts, if we can control our thoughts, then we can be more mature in what we say and how we listen.
接下来雅各说，我们若把嚼环放在马的嘴里，叫它顺服，就能调动它的全身。
And then it says, now if we put the bits into the horse's mouth, so that they will obey us, then we direct the body as well.
看了、啊、船只虽然甚大，又被大风吹逼，可是你只要用小小的舵，就能够随着掌舵的意识转动。
Look at the ship also, though they are so great and are driven by strong winds, are still directed by a very small rudder wherever the inclination of the pilot desires.
你看雅各在这里，他用两个小东西，一个叫做嚼环，一个叫做船舵，来控制马和船的方向。
You see here that James is using two very small things, the bits of the horse and the rudder of the ship to control it.
因为如果一只马你不控制它的时候，它会乱跑乱跳，一个船你没有舵来掌控它的方向的话，它会随流就飘失了。
Because if without the control of the bits, the horse will run wild, and without the rudder of the ship will drift away.
所以你看，这里的意思是说，我们是可以控制的。
So what it means here is that it can be controlled.
有很多人说他讲话很快，他是心直口快，他顾不了那么多，他讲出来就表达他的心意。
Some people say that they're very direct. What they think is what they say, that it just comes out.
其实你讲话讲得太快，就显出你的肉体不受你的控制。
But if you speak too quickly, what that means is that your flesh is not under control.
那雅各他的意思就告诉我们说，虽然说话控制不容易，但是你是可以控制的。
So James is saying that even though controlling the words is not easy, but it can be done.
他说舌头虽然在百体中是最小的，可是它却能够说很大的话。
He says that even though the tongue is a small part of the body, but it can have big effect.
就像一个最小的火，它可以把很大的森林都点起来。
Just like how a forest is set aflame by such a small fire.
我们的舌头就像这个火一样。
And the tongue is a fire.
它在我们的身体里面，它是一个罪恶的世界。
That in our body, it is the very world of iniquity.
他说错话能够污秽我们整个人，可是他如果说对的话，他可以把我们生命的轮子点起来。
That the tongue in our body can defy the entire body and set on fire the course of our life.
而雅各在第三章的第六节的最后一句话说，把生命的轮子点起来，他说并且是从地狱里点的。
And in James chapter 3 verse 6, the second part of verse 6 says that it can, in which it defies the entire body and sets on fire the course of our life.
为什么说在地狱里面还可以把生命的轮子点起来呢？
And it's set on fire by hell. So why does it say that you can set the course of life on fire by hell?
地狱里面不是一个很恐怖，一个毁灭生命的地方吗？
Isn't hell a place that is scary and that destroys life?
所以我去想来想去，这一句话最后的说，能够在地狱里面把生命的轮子点起来，我到现在我还没有一个真的完全很好的解释。
So I don't have a good explanation as to why it says that it can set on fire the course of our life, and it's that fire is set by hell.
如果弟兄姊妹你能够在这句话能够有心得的话，我很感激你能够来告诉我。
If you have an interpretation or an understanding for this verse, I would really appreciate you telling me.
但是这里让我体会到他说到，你看在地狱里面那么恐怖完全没有生命的地方的时候，他还能够点起来，他可能是说这个说话的量能力太大了，你没有办法低估它。
Perhaps what it means is that even in a place like hell where there is no life, that the words, it is so powerful, we cannot underestimate its power because it can set the course of life on fire.
而这里也似乎让我看到说，我们说话很恶毒的话，它可以把人影响到好像把人打入地狱里面一样，可以把人的一生都毁掉。
And here we see also that if our words are sharp and criticizing, that it can send someone to hell, it can destroy one's entire life.
后面又说到，他说各样各类的走兽、飞禽、昆虫、水族本来都可以制服，也已经被人制服了。
Then in verse 7 it says, For every species of beasts and birds, of reptiles and creatures of the sea is tamed and has been tamed by the human race.
唯独舌头没有人能制服，是不止息的恶物，而且满了害死人的毒气。
But no one can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil and full of deadly poison.
所以你看这个话讲出去无形无状，就像毒气一样，它带着你根本就不知道什么时候你就被他伤害了。
So the words, they're invisible, but it's like a deadly poison. You don't even know when you have been hurt by it.
你看不到它，但是它负面的能力实在是很大的。
You cannot see it, but its negative impact is great.
而且舌头在这里，它可以超越一切旷野里面凶狠的这些动物。
And the tongue can surpass all of the wildlife in the wilderness.
但是从反面来讲，它像这些凶狠的动物的时候，其实也告诉我们，我们人是没有办法制服的，可是神可以制服。
But at the same time of this analogy, it shows that the tongue is even worse than the wildlife, that it is something that we cannot tame, but God can.
所以雅各继续来说的时候，他说我们这个舌头啊，常常做两面的用途。
So then James continues to say that there are often two uses for our tongue.
我们可以用舌头颂赞那为主为父的，可是又用舌头咒诅那照着神的形象所造的人。
With it we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the likeness of God.
这里让我们看到心口不一的矛盾。
Here it shows us the contradiction that, between the mouth and the heart.
我们又可以一方面说赞美的话，可是另一方面又说咒诅的话。
On one hand, we can have words of blessings, and then at the same time, we can have words of curses.
雅各说，弟兄们，这是不应该的。
And James says, brothers, this should not be.
难道能够一个泉源能够同时发出苦和甜的水吗？
Does a fountain send out from the same opening both fresh and bitter water?
无花果树上面能够长橄榄吗？
Can a fig tree, my brethren, produce olive?
雅各在这里的意思就是告诉我们，生命的表现是一致的。
So here James is telling us that the manifestation of life is unified.
如果你的心口不一，你的生命里面一定是有毛病。
If your mouth and your heart are contradicting, then there must be a problem in life.
你看在这里，雅各用很重的话，他说恶物、毒气、咒诅、苦水，用这么多火来讲这个话语负面的影响。
You see, James used so many negative words to describe words, the deadly poison, the restless evil, the bitter water.
他又用这个颂赞、甜水、果子这个好的东西来形容话语正面的影响。
And then he uses words like fresh water, fruits to describe the positive effects of words.
你看更重要的，他讲了好的跟坏的之后，他指出来说泉源跟果树，这都是讲说来告诉我们言语是从心里面所发出来的。
And then after all this, he uses fountain and fruit tree to show us that the words come from the heart.
我们中国人有一句话说，一言兴邦也能够一言上国，就是你说一句话可以把一个国家兴盛起来，说一句话也可以把一个国家毁掉。
In Chinese, there is a saying that one sentence, one statement can prosper a country. One sentence, one statement can also bring down a nation.
所以你看，这里说到，同样的说到，是一个小小的舌头，它可以掌握整个国家的形势。
And here it also shows us that a small tongue can control the situation in a country.
所以我们刚刚已经讲过，心口不一，这种矛盾是心的问题。
So we've talked about how when there is a contradiction between the mouth and the heart, it is a problem of the heart.
一个邪恶的人，他的心里就发出恶来；一个善的人，他的心里就发出善来。
An evil person, the evilness comes from the heart, and a very good person, the goodness also comes from the heart.
所以我们从一个人说的话里面，我们可以揣摩到他内心的世界。
So from the words of a person, we can see his heart.
所以有一句话说到，子弹可以杀人，舌头可以杀心。
So there's someone said that a bullet can kill a person, but the words can kill someone's heart.
甚至有一句话说，眼睛是心灵的视窗，就是从人的眼睛里面可以看到他的心。
And there's also a saying that your eyes are the window to your heart. So through your eyes, you can see what is in your heart.
而有另外一句话叫做，舌头是人性的画廊。舌头好像就把你这个人里面，你的性情都画出来了。
And there's also a saying that your tongue is like a gallery of your heart. It's like the tongue can draw a picture of what is in your heart.
所以你看雅各他用的十二节的经文，他把这个舌头的事情威力 都形容得非常的清楚。
So in verse 12, you can see how James describes the power and the effect of the tongue.
所以我们稍微的总结一下，他讲到了舌头虽小，可以有很大的能力，能够掌握方向，也会造成很大的破坏。
So let's summarize. James is saying that even though the tongue is small, it can have great power and can cause great destruction.
他也说到舌头虽然很小，可是却很难控制，而且常常被人忽视，它却可以使人致命。
He also says that even though the tongue is small and often ignored by people, it can be deadly.
在最后的第九节到十二节里面，他说到舌头虽然很小，可以颂赞，也会咒诅，可以叫人受益，也可以叫人受害。
And then in verse 9 through 12, it says, even though the tongue is very small, it can bless and it can curse. It can bring goodness, but it can also bring evil.
那我们怎么来对付我们这个说话的问题呢？
So how do we address this problem of speaking?
刚刚雅各书第三章就是形容了这个说话跟心思的关联和它的影响力。
In chapter 3, it first described the relationship between the tongue and the heart. And the thoughts.
你还记得吗？我刚刚说过，在前面几章或者后面每一章里面都有讲到话语的这方面。
Remember, I said in James, the chapters before and the chapters after, every chapter talks about words.
我现在今天只能用第一章里面来几两句话来跟今天的第三章的说话来对照。
Today, I can only use two verses from chapter 1 to reflect on the words from chapter 3.
如果有时间的话，以后或许我从第二章、第四章、第五章同样说话的地方，我再拿来跟第三章来跟弟兄姊妹一起学习。
And in the future, if we have time, I will take verses from chapter 2, 4, and 5 to also respond to the words in chapter 3.
雅各书第一章十九节怎么说的呢？
So what does James chapter 1 verse 19 say?
他说个人要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
It says, but everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger.
你注意这个快快的听，不是讲说你听一个录音带，你要把它速度放很快，不是这个意思。
But to quick to hear is not to say that you have to speed ahead, that if you're listening to a recording, that you want to fast forward.
慢慢的说也不是说你讲话 要打结巴，你一句话要讲了 好久才讲出来。
And slow to speak does not mean that you should be stuttering or take a very long time to say something.
慢慢的动怒也不是说你就摆在心里面藏在那里 就一直让它在那里发臭。
And slow to anger also doesn't mean that you just hold the words in, hold the anger in your heart and just let it fester there.
这几句话其实它也是联系到我们怎么样来听神的话说的。
These words are also connected to how we listen to God's words.
我们的时间非常有限，当我们要去看今天这个网络上有这么多的信息，还有很多的谣言在的时候，我们要把握时间，我们要很谨慎的去选那个可以听的听。
So in today's world, when there's so much information, including false information on the internet, we must take charge and be prudent with our time in finding what to listen to.
慢慢的说，不是说叫你说话打结，而是说你要三思，想过以后，很慎重的再说出来。
And slow to speak is not to say that you are stuttering when you speak, but to think before you speak.
这也包括就是今天网络上到处传这些东西。
And it also includes everything that is being spread on the internet.
慢慢的动怒就讲到我们真的要把我们的情感情绪也放在神的手里，求他来掌控我们的心思。
And slow to anger also means that we place our emotions in the hands of God, that our reactions are in His hands.
在雅各书第一章的二十六节，接着说：若有人自以为虔诚，却不勒住他的舌头，反欺哄自己的心，这人的虔诚是虚的。
And James chapter 1 verse 26 says, If anyone thinks himself to be religious and yet does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this man's religion is worthless.
所以我们看到你喜欢听什么样的话，你说什么样的话了，还有你的情绪会被什么事情激动的话，都表明你是什么样的人。
So we see what you hear, what you speak, and how your emotion reacts all speaks to who you are.
更重要的是，真的是这些都不是只是你表面的意思。你要知道，当我们的心思在神的手里的时候，你就可以控制你的听话跟说话。
And we know that these are not superficial things. That when we know our thoughts, we can control what we say and how we listen.
你怎么听、怎么说、怎么反应，都显明你是人，你这个人的本性。
And how you listen, how you speak, and how you think all reflects the true nature of you.
箴言里面说，你没有听完人家的话，你就抢着回答的，便是他的愚昧和羞耻。
In Proverbs, it says that those who respond before they hear are foolish.
而且也告诉我们说，我们要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
And it also says that we should often say good words so that all those who hear can be edified.
人有见识就不轻易发怒，愚妄人的恼怒立时显现。
And that those who, the ones with wisdom will not speak quickly, and that the foolishness of one's nature will be shown.
他说，通达的人会能够忍辱含羞。
And then it also says that the wise one will be able to control their tongue.
所以快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒，是一个智慧人，直到一个人有智慧的时候，他抓住机会，谦卑学习的表现。
So therefore, the one who is quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger is a manifestation of his wisdom.
弟兄姊妹，当我们每一个人，其实在我们的生活里面，我们都可以成为别人的一个倾诉的对象。
Brothers and sisters, in our lives, we can all become someone who others speak to.
我们也有机会去教导人，去安慰人。
And we all have opportunities to teach and to comfort others.
不管是在我们的家庭当中，我们对着我们的孩子，或者我们夫妻中间的关系，我们中间都离开不了这个听说，甚至我们情绪的反应。
In our interactions with children or between spouses, we cannot escape the listening, the hear, the speaking, and our emotional reactions.
尤其别人有困难来找我们倾诉，或者在这里要问我们的意见的时候，你是怎么样子去听跟怎么说，还有你的情绪的表达，都会影响到这个人。
So when others come to us with their difficulties and they want to speak to us, how do we listen? What do we say? How do we react?
求主给我们一个真的一个能够能听的耳朵，而且也不是喜欢做师父的那个教导，而是能够真的理解人的心情，我们说出造就人的好话。
May the Lord give us a heart so that we can listen and do not be quick to teaching, but say words that can edify others.
所以我刚刚已经说过，快快的听，不是让人把话讲得很快，赶快听完，而是我们要把握机会，而且要专注地听别人的问题。
So quick to hear is not to fast forward the listening part, but it is to listen deeply.
而当我们说我们慢慢地说，不是表示一个人不懂，他不说，其实很可能是他有谦卑，而且他能够节制。
So slow to speak does not mean that someone is not speaking, but it is that someone is humble and he has self-control.
而不轻易发怒，这更是神的属性。
And slow to anger is an attribute of God.
因为神他认可易怒，就是他为着什么事情不合正义的事情，神也会发怒的。
Because God is angry at unrighteousness.
可是他警告我们，我们要控制我们的情绪心思。
But he warns us to control our emotional reactions.
摩西他第一次看到百姓拜金牛犊的时候，他摔碎的法板，他那是为着神所发的义怒。
First time when Moses saw that the Israelites were worshiping the idols and the golden calves, he was angry for God's righteousness and broke the tablets.
可是后来他看到那个第二代的百姓又在埋怨没有水喝的时候，他用那个杖打了那个磐石，叫磐石出水。
But the second time, when he saw that the Israelites were complaining, because there's no water, he took the staff to hit the rock.
神是吩咐他说你要吩咐磐石出水，可是他生气得太快，他就用杖打了那个磐石。
So God told him to command the rock to pour out water.But he was quick to anger, so he used the staff to hit the rock.
所以他受了亏损。
So then he had fallen short.
所以求主怜悯我们，当我们听话要小心的、注意的、专注的听讲话的人的心。
So the Lord tells us to be cautious and to listen to what is in the heart of the one who's speaking.
你能够理解他，站在他的立场，能够担负他的责任的时候，你才能够说出来。
Only when you can be in his shoes, when you understand what is in his heart and his responsibility, can you then speak.
而且我们情绪的反应，求神怜悯我们，一定是在神面前是圣洁的。
And we pray that our emotional reaction is justified before the Lord.
这是不容易，是我们一生，尤其我们在神的面前需要谦卑学习的功课。
This is not easy. This is the lesson of a lifetime before the Lord.
我很喜欢尼托森弟兄曾经说过的一句话，对我有很大的帮助。
I very much like a statement from Brother Watchman Nee. It had really helped me.
他说不听完就抢着说话的人是愚昧的人。
He said, those who speak before they are done listening are foolish.
一个做工的人，如果只是自己说话，这样的工人在神的手里没有什么用处。
He said, a worker who only speaks are not useful to the Lord.
好，我们今天用这么一段的时间，我们把雅各书第三章跟第一章有关于说话、听话、情绪的表达做了整理上的讲解。
So today we use this time to explain James chapter 3 and chapter 1 and in regard to hearing, speaking and our emotional reaction that we do and we have an explanation.
那接下来我要用一点时间来讲到我们生活上怎么样来应用。
So I want to use the remaining time to talk about how we apply this to life.
有这样的话，我觉得很有意思，它让我们也很容易理解。他说，大事要清楚地说，小事可以幽默地说。
There's someone who said, on big matters, you have to state it clearly. Small matters, you can speak humorously.
急的事情要慢慢的说，没有把握的事情要谨慎的说。
He says the important things you have to speak slowly, things that you are uncertain about, you have to speak cautiously.
没有发生的事情不要乱说，做不到的事情也不要随便的说。
He said,
没有发生的事情就先不要乱说，不要随胡说，做不到的事情也不要随便说。
Things that have not happened yet, do not speak about them lightly, and things that cannot be done, be cautious when you speak.
伤害人的事不能说，讨厌的事只是对事讲事，而不是对人来说。
That words that are hurtful, do not speak them, and annoying words, things that are annoying, address the problem, address the issue, but not the person.
开心的事要看场合说，伤心的事不要见人就说。
He says the words of happiness, you have to speak at the right time, and words of sorrow, you have to pick your audience.
别人的事不要乱说，自己的事听听你自己的心怎么说。
That matters concerning other people, do not speak lightly.And things concerning yourself, first listen to your heart.
没有把握的事，低调一点的说。But 有把握的事情，低调的一点的说。没有把握的事情，做了以后才说。
Things that you are certain, do it with less fanfare. Things with uncertainty, speak after you have done it.
对人，注意这一句话啊，对人满意的事情请当面的说。
Let's pay attention to this one. Words that when you are unsatisfied, words of criticism for other people, say it in front of them.
可是尤其你对我不满意的事情请对我来直接说。
And even more so, if there are words of criticism for me, say it to me.
所以我们看到这个谁是说造就人的好话，这是以弗所书里面所讲的话。
In Ephesians, it says that to speak good words of edification.
什么叫做谁是说造就人的好话呢？
So what does it mean to continuously say words of edification?
那就是说少说抱怨的话，多说宽容的话。
It means to say less words of complaints, but say more words of blessings.
因为抱怨就是总是带来责怪，我们宽容才是对人的理解。
Because words of complaint is always criticizing, but words of forgiveness is what brings goodness.
少说讽刺的话，多说尊重的话。
To say less words of sarcasm and say more words of respect.
因为讽刺会带来伤害，而尊重人就可以增加了解。
And because words of hypocrisy, because words of hypocrisy brings hurt, and words of respect brings goodness.
少说拒绝的话，多说关怀的话。
Say less words of rejection and say more words of comfort.
拒绝会形成对立，关怀会获得友谊。
Because rejection will bring hurt and comfort will bring friendship.
少说命令的话，多说商量的话。
Say less words of commandments and say more words of compromise.
因为命令只是单向商量才是交流。
Because command is one way and compromise is mutual.
少说批评的话，多说鼓励的话。
Say less words of criticism and say more words of encouragement.
批评只会破坏，鼓励一定帮助人。
Because criticism will destroy and comfort will help.
箴言第二十五章第四节说，一句话说的合宜，就像金苹果落在银网子里。
Proverb 25 says that good words is like a fallen golden apple.
好，最后我要用一个生活上的见证来把我们刚刚所说的这些这说话听话鼓励人不伤害人把它做一个总结。
And now I want to use an example in life to do a summary of the words and how it can be good and bad.
曾经有一位姐妹，她在来到了我们教会中，她得救了以后，她就对主的话非常的认真。
There's a sister who, after she was saved, she took the Lord's words very seriously.
后来她年纪大了，她就回到了杭州去。
And as she became older, she returned to her home. She returned to Hangzhou.
而这位姐妹呢，她有一个，她很会画国画，也会很喜欢用圣经写圣，用书法来写圣经上的话。
And this sister in Christ, she very much likes to draw the Chinese drawing with brushes, and also she likes to write the Lord's words in calligraphy.
她在她的家乡那里的时候，她常常想跟邻居来关怀他们，跟他们讲神的话。
And when she returned to her home country, she very much wanted to share the word of the Lord with her neighbors.
有一次她看到了她邻居家里面有一个孩子，大概已经有十岁左右，可是她发现这个男孩怎么搞的，讲话或者智力好像只有三岁到四岁的光景。
And one day she noticed that there's this boy who is 10 years old, but his IQ and the way that he was speaking, it was as if he is only 3 years old.
后来他了解了，他就想要来帮助这个家庭，他就提供说他教这个小男孩画画写字。
And after she learned about this family, she wanted to help them, and she offered to teach the boy to write and to draw.
后来神给他了一个感动，他就去找那个小儿童读的图画圣经，再用来教这个孩子。
And the Lord touched her, and then she found this book, which is a children's picture book, a Bible.
他把这个孩子带到家里面来教他。跟他讲圣经故事的时候，他发现这个孩子很有兴趣，因为从来没有人愿意教他。
And when she brought this boy to her house, and she found that the boy is very interested in Bible stories, because no one ever took an interest to teach him.
在他教这个孩子以前，他发现孩子只会讲那十几句话或十几个字，常常就是反复就是那些字。
And she noticed that the boy keeps on repeating about a dozen or so sentences, and that's all he knows how to say.
所以他就拿着这个圣经小画册来教这个孩子，说跟他讲圣经的故事。
So she brought this Bible picture book, and she would tell these Bible stories to this boy.
有一句话，他教孩子反复的练，叫做大卫。向神求智慧。
And she kept on repeating one sentence, one verse to him, which is David was seeking wisdom before God.
哦，不是大卫，所罗门向神求智慧。
Oh, sorry. He kept on repeating this verse, which is Solomon seeking wisdom from God.
他跟他讲这个所罗门求智慧的故事。
And she told him the story of Solomon seeking wisdom from God.
也教他写字，写这句话。
And she taught him how to write this verse.
可是有一天，他竟然发现这个孩子在纸上写什么呢？
But one day she saw what the boy was writing on paper.
他写，我要向神求智慧。
He wrote on paper, I want to seek wisdom from God.
他不是只是前面抄说所罗门向神求智慧，他把所罗门换成我要向神求智慧。
Because before he was writing, Solomon was seeking wisdom from God. But then he changed it. He changed Solomon to I.
所以这个老姐妹她觉得非常的惊讶，她就更有这个负担要教这个孩子。学圣经。
And the sister was very surprised, and she had even more burden to teach Bible to this boy.
结果这附近邻居有一个小女孩，很聪明伶俐，她也才只有七八岁。
And there is this girl in the neighborhood, and she's 7-8 years old, but very smart.
她说这个你叫哥哥学什么我也要学。
And she said, whatever it is that you're teaching the little boy, I want to learn as well.
哦，所以她就收了这个小女孩也来讲圣经故事写写这个经文的话。
And then she took the little girl in, and she also taught her Bible stories.
有一天她突然发现她的个圣经小画册不见了。
One day, she all of a sudden noticed that the Bible picture book was gone.
可是这个老师呢，这个姊妹，她在想，这个我都一直摆在这个画室里面，只有你们两个在这里看呢、啊。
And the sister, our sister thought, I always put the picture book in here, and only the two of you would read it.
她想，哥哥不会拿走，那么肯定90%是这个。这个小女孩拿的。
And she thought the little boy wouldn't take it, so most likely the little girl took the book.
那她要怎么去面对这个情况呢？
So how is she going to deal with this?
如果是你，你怎么说，怎么听，怎么动怒呢？
So if you were her, how would you listen? What would you say? How would you be angry?
但我在想，如果是我，可能就是把他抓来问嘛，对不对？审问一下，然后你拿走就给我拿交出来。
If I were her, then I would bring her in and ask her, if she took it away, ask her to return it.
结果这个老姊妹她很有智慧，她在神面前就祷告，她说我要怎么样好好的说，能够把这个孩子的心意转回，而且又不伤害到他。
And our sister is full of wisdom, so she went to pray before the Lord and prayed, how can I listen? What can I say to bring the, so that it does not hurt the girl?
所以她就告诉这个小女孩说，你知道这个书对我们都很有帮助，对大家，可是我不知道怎么搞的。本来都在这里的，你能不能现在不见了？你能不能帮我想想这个书到哪里去
？She said to the girl, "This book is very helpful to all of us, but now I can't find it. Can you help me to think about where to find it?"
他给了这个小女孩一个暗示，他说这本书上面都是神的话，那么魔鬼一定不喜欢，魔鬼可能会想办法不要把这本书留在这里。
And she gave the girl a little hint and said, the book is full of words of God, and the devil, the Satan, does not like it. Perhaps the Satan doesn't want the book to be with us.
所以她说，哥哥跟妹妹，你们两个就帮我们想想，能够把它找回来。
And then she said to the boy and the girl, can you help us to find the book?
结果第二天早上，第二天那个孩子来上课的时候，这孩子小女孩拿了那本画册回来。
And the next day morning, the girl brought back the book.
她说，诶，你怎么找到的呢？
And our sister asked her, how did you find it?
这小女孩说，昨天晚上啊，我做梦的时候看到魔鬼，他不喜欢要拿着这本画册走过来。
And the girl said, last night I had a dream that Satan does not like this book and was walking towards me with the book.
她说我就去跟魔鬼打架，我就把他这个画册抢回来。
And the girl said, I had a fight with Satan and grabbed the book and got it back.
她说结果我们打的时候，这一页有一个 page, 有一页稍微撕破了。
And she said, and in the fight, there's this page that got torn.
她说，我现在要把我心里的魔鬼赶走。
And she said, I want to chase away the Satan in my heart.
所以这个画册我们还是拿回来摆在这里，来哥哥跟我一起学习。
And she said, and now I bring back this picture book so that we can study it together.
所以我们的姊妹就大大的称赞了她，而且鼓励她。我们是这个书上都是神的话，我们不要做神不喜欢的事。
And our sister gave her great encouragement and said that the book is full of God's words and we shouldn't do what displeases God.
她完全没有说 他知道这个女孩已经知错了，所以他就没有再用那种指责怒气的话，反而用鼓励的话，正面的话来把这件事情解决了。
She knew that the girl already knew what she did wrong, so she did not criticize her. She did not use any negative words, but she used a positive words to encourage her.
后来正好隔了不久，这个女孩子的生日到了。
And then not too long after, the girl's birthday came around.
所以这老姊妹就把这本书啊，画册，就买了一本新的，就送给了她做她的生日礼物。
And our sister brought a new copy of the book and gave it to the girl as her birthday present.
所以这整个的这一件事情就在这样的处理下面，她也得到了解决，也鼓励了，也帮助了，也纠正了这个孩子的错误。
And this matter came to a good conclusion, and the girl was also positively corrected.
所以弟兄姊妹，让我们看，你基本上有很多的说法，圣经上的做法跟我们世人所说的观念是不一样的。
There are many teachings and ways of dealing with problems in the Bible, which is different from this world.
比如说世人说我们说话是个艺术，会说话能够说得棒，这是一个艺术。
As an example, some people would say that speaking is a matter of art.
可是圣经上告诉我们说它是你要好好说，不只是艺术，而是生死会在舌头的泉下。
But the Bible says that words, speaking, is not just a matter of art, that life and death are under the tongue.
世界上的人说好人是表现在嘴上，你会说好话。
The world says that those who speak good words are good people.
可是圣经上说好人不止在嘴上，而且是在心上。
But the Bible says that good people, it is not only, they not only speak the good words, but it is the thought from their heart.
所以为什么耶稣说心里所充满的口里就说出来，因为善人从他心里所存的善就发出善来，恶人从他心里所存的恶就发出恶来。
Because the good person brings out of his good treasure good things, and the evil person brings out of his evil treasure evil things.
世界上的人认为刀子嘴豆腐心没关系，这只是一个人的个性而已。
The world believes that if you are quick with your tongue, but you have a good heart, that it's okay.
但是圣经说，你如果心口不一的话，那是罪啊。
But the Bible says that if your mouth and your heart are not unified, that is sin.
世界上的人认为说话我们可以靠修养来改进。
That the people of this world believes that how you speak can be cultivated.
圣经告诉我们修养是做不了的，你除了把你的肉体和肉体的邪情私欲钉在十字架上才有希望。
The Bible tells us that what you say cannot be cultivated, that it can only be done through by nailing your passion and your lust on the cross.
所以我给弟兄姊妹们一个小小的一个思想的问题。
And I want to give you something to think about.
你羡慕人家讲话就是反应很快，所谓的伶牙俐齿吗？
Do you envy people who are quick with their tongue?
我们很多时候我们喜欢听相声，我们觉得很好笑。
Sometimes we like to listen to jokes because we think they're funny.
而且我们看到小孩子三岁、四岁刚刚会说话的人，哇，讲的你讲这个他都能跟你应对，而且有时候真的，这怎么说呢？他这个人小鬼大吧？你用这句话来讲。
And sometimes when we speak with a 3 or 4 year old, they are able to respond sometimes like an adult.
请我们注意，就是伶牙俐齿，很会说话，说得很快，很那个的。如果我们照圣经上的观点来看，那并不是一个我们需要去追求的事情。
But if we look through the Bible, then we will see that those who are quick to speak, those who are eloquent, are very capable of speaking. That is not something to be pursued according to the Bible.
圣经里面要我们真的要真诚的从心里面发出来的说，我们不夸大，我们不刻薄，不伤人。
Because what the Bible tells us to do is to not exaggerate and not to hurt people with sharp words.
所以求神恩待我们，让我们有一个祷告，像诗篇里面说的。
So may the Lord help us to have a prayer like in the book of Psalm.
大卫说：“耶和华，我的磐石，我的救赎主啊，愿我口中的言语，心里的意念，在你面前蒙悦纳。”
David said, "May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer."
求神恩待我们，我们信息就准备结束在这里。
May the Lord be gracious to us that our message ends here.
如果你有机会跟弟兄姊妹重新分享这个信息的时候，我们可以互相来分享我们曾经受伤或者我们得帮助的这个经历。
And if you have time to share with brothers and sisters, you can share about how you received help or you've gotten hurt through words.
而我们自己也在神面前把我们怎么学听话、怎么说话，还有我们心里面怎么挣扎的这些情形，我们可以一起来分享，一起带到。
And perhaps you can also share, and we can pray for each other about your experiences and your struggles on learning how to speak, how to listen, and how to share your thoughts.
求神恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
请我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
主，我们感谢你给我们这一点点学习的机会。
Lord, we thank you for giving us this opportunity to learn together.
你告诉我们，我们若有人在言语上没有过失，他就是完全人。
Lord, you tell us that those who make no mistake in words, that he is a perfect person.
我们向你承认，我们是罪人，我们实在有太多的错误。
Lord, we come before you to admit, to confess that we are sinners, that we make too many mistakes.
求你在我们的心中来掌权，来做主。
Lord, may you have sovereignty and may you take control of our hearts.
你的圣灵来指引，来纠正我们的心思。
That your Holy Spirit can guide and correct our thoughts.
使我们在说话跟听话上面都蒙你的保守。
So that what we say and how we listen, it is protected by you.
使我们成为圣洁可以用的器皿。
So that we can be cleansed before you.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.